And on the phone right now, I have Mark Butcher. Hello.
Hello. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Welcome to Drive Time, young man. You all right?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Much, much better after hearing that tune. That was quite good. The girl can sing, can't she?
That girl's got an amazing voice. In fact, I think she should dump the bloke, right?
Yeah.
And do some tunes on her own.
He's far too old. Yeah.
So I understand that that's you, obviously, Mark. That's your daughter singing with you.
It is, yeah, yeah. She's a hell of a singer.
Is that what she does for a living?
Well, no, she actually works sort of looking after the likes of Flintoff and Redknapp and Ashley Roberts of the Pussycat Dolls. She works for one of the big agencies up in town in Golden Square.
Wow!
But she's always been a fabulous singer.
So, if she's got an in, why doesn't she get herself out there?
Well, you'd have to ask her that. But she's kind of in the right place. It's not something that she's ever sort of pursued. You know, she's going to be in terms of being a pop star, all that kind of stuff. Although, I think in the back of her mind, she would absolutely love to. Being on this. Getting the chance to do this song, which sort of came about by accident, really, has kind of given her a bit of a shot at it without actually having to sort of put herself out there. It's me that's doing that for her, so it's the least I can do.
How hard was it to twist her arm then to get her to?
Well, it wasn't very hard. I mean, look, the whole thing, it came about a bit by accident in the first place. I was the song is probably about 10 years old. I wrote it around about the same time as I was putting out my first album.
Wow. Let me stop this. Sorry for interruption, but what came first? The love of cricket or the love of songwriting and singing?
Oh, well, I cricket first, I think. You know,
right.
I was holding the bat from the age of two. You know, it was completely in my blood. That
so was I, but I was using it as a guitar to jump around the bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. But I've always sung. I got my first guitar when I was about 11 or 12.
Okay.
And sort of the songwriting sort of went along with it.
Yeah.
So the song I had knocking around for about 10 years, and I'd always written it. In my head, it sounded better with a female vocal on it. I just kind of, there was something about the melody or whatever. I thought this would be cracking if I could get it to, you know, Aretha or somebody, you know.
Yeah.
and then I forgot about it, and then sort of I was just playing around in the studio at home, and I found it again and brought it up. So this is a decent tune, you know. And Aretha came over for a visit, and I said, "Do you fancy having a crack at this?" You know. So I gave her the lyric, and she had two goes at it. She had two takes, and what you can hear on there is the second one.
Right.
And all that happened was I just kind of spliced it together with the demo vocal that I'd done, and it was just like, wow, it works brilliantly as a duet.
So you mixed it yourself as well?
Sorry?
You mixed it yourself as well?
Well, I did was just blank out my parts and put hers over the top of them.
Yeah.
And then left both faders up for the choruses, and it's like, wow, this is really great. So that was her vocal. I redid mine because mine was patchy to say the least.
Yeah.
Your vocal was spot on in production, doing the rest of the track, and that's it. There you have it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you mixed the track yourself. You put it together. You didn't send it out to a studio to say, well, do this. This is all your own work.
But no, not all my own work. The guy, Pete Twyman, produced it.
Right.
Who produced my last album, Now Playing, that was out last summer. He's, you know, he's just fantastic. He has wonderful ideas. So the guitars and the vocals and the track are mine, but a lot of the flourishes, he played bass and keyboards on there. Steve Smiley Barnard played drums, and he's played with he's out on tour with the Clash, I think. Not the Clash, the Alarm at the moment.
Oh, wow.
He's played with everybody from Robbie Williams to you know, whatever. So there are a couple of other elements to it.
That's good.
And of course, all of that had to be done. Well, has all been done since we've been in lockdown. So just been sort of remotely sending tracks, bouncing tracks around until we get the feel right.
Isn't it amazing what we can do when we've got nothing else to do? That is a brilliant track. The production is great. The vocals, your vocal, because it's father and daughter, there's a family. There's nothing that is better than a family harmony
The blend is, it's difficult for me to say because I'm so close to it, and you kind of, I've heard it a million times now, but when people hear it for the first time, that's the first thing they say.
Yeah.
Not only, crikey, what are you doing singing on it? but they, you know, that's the first reaction they have, is that the blend is really something special. So just very lucky. We're both love music, love singing. We're always, you know, if there's one thing that we talk about when we're on the phone, it's, have you heard the latest this, that, and the other track? So, you know, very, very lucky to have that in common, and I'm very lucky that she's such a great singer.
Well, she's got to get it from somewhere. She's got it from you, obviously, Butch.
Uh-huh.
She's got it from you.
Well, possibly, yeah.
See, I am blessed as well with artistic children. I know where you're coming from with your daughter, because my daughter, she's got a bachelor, a BA, right, in drama and performance.
Wow.
Right, she's got a 2-2 and a BA in it. And she loves theatre. She's a great actress. But she runs front of house at one of the West End theatres.
Right, yeah.
So she's in the business, but she's not doing what I personally think she's best at. But she's happy.
Maybe the two of them should get together, because it sounds like they're in a similar boat.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, and it's difficult. I completely understand, because I think, you know, having come from the world that I've been in, whereas you know, you're in sport, you kind of live and die by your deeds, don't you? Your numbers,
of course,
and whatever tell their own story, and you kind of, and you succeed or you fail on the back of that. With music, it's, you know, it's very often other people's opinions, other people's ideas about what they think you should and should do, can and can't do, whether or not you're marketable, all these types of things, then none of them are particularly within your own control. So I think it's a great vocal. I think it's a pretty decent track, and if something great comes out of it for her in particular, and if people like my songs, you know, I mean, that's kind of it's the songwriting side of it is the real pleasure. I love performing, but as you get older, you know, the sort of the ideas of being some sort of rock star fade away, but the songs, you can still do that, you can still write them.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, you can write till you fall over, but you have got a great voice, and again, that is a wasted talent. I mean, let's go back in time, okay, and go back to the footballers that decided they could sing. Remember Diamond Lights? What a load of rubbish that was. I mean, it really was. But if you compare it to what you're doing, you're doing something that sounds like, if nobody knew who Mark Butcher was and they listen to that, they'll go, wow, that man's a great singer. How long has he been performing? They won't go, oh, listen to that ex-cricketer. He used to play cricket, now thinks he can sing. It's not like that. It's not like that at all. You can sing, you can write, and because you've got the talent in your bones, it's come out into the family. And that shows the mark of your talent.
You're making me blush now. But thanks. I mean, listen, one thing's for sure, that's kind of almost more than anything else, is for people to kind of take the songs I write and the musicality of it on its own. You know, on its own terms, really. The fact that I played cricket for England is neither here nor there when it comes to the music. They're, as far as I'm concerned, they're two separate things. And if people can enjoy them without knowing about the first part, then I'm very happy.
But you see, I think because you've not played in professional cricket for so long now, that time is gone. People can't go, oh, there's another sportsman thinks he can sing. You are now Mark Butcher, the performer, the songwriter, so which I think is great, and we are so pleased and honoured to play it on this station. We're pleased you let us play it on this station as well, and it's, as you well know, it's in our A-list, so every show that goes out during the daytime will play your song at least once, you know.
Mate,
once a show.
It's awesome. I'm very, very grateful to you guys, and it's it's an honour to be on the station.
Thank you.
You're doing me a huge favour.
It's our pleasure, but I've got to let you know one little secret.
Go on.
Get a bit close to the phone, between you and me. If I don't play your song in my show, I get an ear roll bashing from Darren Mutu. Between you and me, don't tell anyone.
But yeah, quite right, too.
I get an ear. Have you played Mark's song in your show today? He goes. And I'm a big guy, but he's a bit taller than me, and I'm scared of him. So I play it.
Yeah.
I play it. And when lockdown is over, because this is a musical show, not a cricket show, and it's totally off script. When lockdown is over, I'd love for you to come in with your guitar. I know you did it on 98 Not Out, but I'd love you to come in on this show and do some live stuff here in the studio.
I'd love to.
In fact, if there's a cover that you and I could sing, we'll do it together.
Perfect.
Because that's
not a problem. That'd be awesome.
That's what I do when I'm not doing this. But I can't write songs. I can sing a song. I can't write a song.
All right. Well, you send me a list and we'll get one together.
That'd be a laugh. That really would. Listen, what you got planned for the weekend? Anything nice?
There's a sort of a demonstration down. I'm a Croydon boy. I'm from South London, so down in Croydon tomorrow. So I'm going to be popping along to that to give that a bit of support. And other than that, just praying the sun comes back out again, because lockdown's no fun when it's raining, right?
No, that's exactly right. So the sunny tomorrow, a bit more rain on Sunday, and then back again on Monday with the sun. So yes, should be all good.
Nice.
But don't forget, just in case there's any paps around, dark glasses, baseball cap.
I go out like that all the time.
I don't want you to be banned before I get you on the show, all right? But you,
great stuff.
You stay safe, you take care, and see you again, or speak to you again very soon. Mark,
right.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks.
I'm going to get on now and play the birthday wrist. Did you know it's Reg Presley's birthday today?
Is that right?
Do you know who Reg Presley is?
Was it the Trogs?
He was. I love you even more now. Do you know what? You can come on this show more than Darren Mutu. Honestly. Yep, it's Reg Presley's birthday. He was born on this day, June the 12th, 1941.
Here we go. Wild Thing himself.
Yeah, but we're going to play A Girl Like You instead. Thank you, Mark Butcher. That is absolutely wonderful. Lovely to have you on the show. Amazing man. Lovely man. Very talented.